Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Rejoice and we will be glad in it. Yes, you have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you to God for the great and for the mighty things you have done and the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, today that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father, have your way today. Move, Father God, from state to state, city to city, God, nation to nation, that they will hear the uncompromised word of God. God, that they will hear truth, because the word of God let us know that the word of God in the name of Jesus, that the truth will make us free. And for this, we will glorify and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yes, you still have time to call a neighbor and a friend to let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We're going to be coming from John, the 5th chapter on today, and we're going to begin at that first verse. This is in the New Testament, and we're just excited about the word of God. For the word of God is a lamp unto our feet, and the word of God is a light unto our pathway. It reads in that very first verse, it says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. And an angel went down at a certain season unto the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease that he had. I would like to stop right there for a few minutes. I want you to know today that we serve and God that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, we began to look at the word of God, and we see at this particular time that there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus had come. He went up to Jerusalem, and at Jerusalem, there was a sheep market, a pool which was called in the Hebrew tongue, as we said before, Bethesda. And we see that the word of God let us know it had five porches. In other words, it had five gates. And in lay a great multitudes of impotent folks, of blind, halted, and withered, waiting for the moving of the water. So therefore, these people, they had some problems. They had infirmity. They had a need. So therefore, we see that they were waiting at that pool for the moving of the water. And as you see that these people, they had some issues that needed to be taken care of. Some, the word of God says that they were blind and they were halted and they had they was waiting for the moving of the water. But the word tells us in that fourth verse that an angel went down at a certain season unto the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease that he had. So we see that it was important for them to be able to, the first, to be able to step into this pool. Because if they stepped in the pool, that they knew that they would be made whole. I'm thinking, as you can imagine, the people that was lying around the pool waiting for the angel to come and to be able, the angel to come and trouble the water. And if they knew that the angel troubled the water, that they would be made whole of whatever the disease that they had. Then it tells us that a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. Can you imagine someone being sick for that length of time? Can you imagine, you know, when you think about someone that had been sick for a few weeks, or maybe several weeks, or maybe several months. But when you begin to think of an individual that had been sick for 38 years, that is a long time. And I am quite sure that not only him, but those that was around the pool, they wanted their healing. They wanted to be made whole. And in that sixth verse it says, and when Jesus saw him, come on, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there a long time in that cave, he said to him, will you be made whole? That is a question that I have for you today. Will you be made whole? It doesn't matter how long that you have been in condition that you're in. You may say, Dr. McCoy, I have been in this condition as long as the man that was at the pool of Bethesda. But I'm not asking you that. Jesus asked him, he said, will you be made whole? I believe that this is a question for you today. The question is, will you be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. So here we see Jesus asking him, will you be made whole? And then he began to tell Jesus, he said, sir, I have no man. I don't have anybody to help me to get into the pool when the water is troubled. I don't have anybody to put me into the pool. He said, while I am coming, he said, another step before me. It was a thing that the first one get into that pool that had sickness or had a disease that they were going to be healed. They were going to be made whole. And Jesus said to him, arise. He said, rise. Rise, take up your bed and walk. I believe that the man, he heard what Jesus said. And the word of God says in that ninth verse, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the Sabbath day, and on the same was the Sabbath day. I'm telling you that God, he is a healer and he is a deliverer. The question is, will you be made whole? That is what he asked this man that could not actually walk, this man that could not do for himself in order to put himself into that pool so he could get healed, so he could receive his healing. But when Jesus came and he knew that this man had been in this pool, I had been by the pool, I had been sick for this 38 years. He knew that this was going to be the day that this man was going to receive his healing. This man was ready to take your bed and walk. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes we don't believe God in a way that we should believe God. We see the infirmity, we feel the hurt, we feel the pain, we see what is happening to our body. Sometimes we're listening to what the physician has said. Yes, we thank God for every physician. We thank God for every specialty. We thank God for the doctors that God has given to work in the field of medicine. But I'm talking about faith. See, we got to stand on God's word. It is not what the physician has said when we believe God. Yes, we hear him or we hear her, but we have to stand on God's word. See, without faith, it is impossible to please God. This man had waited 38 years in that condition. I don't know how long you've been in the condition that you're in, but what I'm saying to you, it's time for you to be made whole. The question is, will you be made whole? You may say, Dr. McCoy, I have cancer, and the doctor says I'm not going to live but 6 months. Now, the question is, will you be made whole? Dr. McCoy, I'm crippled. I've been in a wheelchair for 10 years. The question is, will you be made whole? I can't see. My eyes are dim, and I can barely see. I'm almost blind. The word of God is saying to this man, as God is speaking to you this morning, will you be made whole? And even as this man, when God has asked him, will he be made whole, he began to tell Jesus the reason why he was there and why, and that when he attempted to be healed, somebody will come and step in before he could get his healing. There are so many reasons we can make excuses as to why we are not made whole, why we're not healed of our infirmity, of the sickness that the enemy, and it is the enemy, have put upon the people of God. So what I'm saying to you, when Jesus seen him and knew that he had been in that state for a certain length of time, he said to him to rise, take up your bed, and walk. So you have to believe God. You have to know that God is able to do what he said that he will do. The man arise like he said. He got up like Jesus asked him to do. He got up. He took up his bed and he walked. And immediately the man, not later on that day, but immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked on the same day was the Sabbath. And that Sabbath was like a rest day. And the Jews therefore said to him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed. My question is, they were so concerned about it being the Sabbath day that they could not rejoice in a man that had been healed, that had been sick for 38 years. They didn't see the healing. All they seen is the man was carrying his bed on the Sabbath day. And here we see how the hardness of men hard, that they cannot rejoice when others should be rejoicing with this man. They was in tradition. many Sundays? Oh, they should have been rejoicing. And here in that 11th verse, he answered and said, he that made me old, the same said to me, to take up your bed and walk. And when, as you know, and as we've already said, that this man, he took up his bed and he walked. He did as Jesus instructed him. Can we do what the word of God says that he is able to do? The word says he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. He didn't talk about after Jesus had told him. He did not stay in the same condition that he was in because he wanted to walk. He was tired of being sick and tired. He was tired of lying there with his bed, on his bed, for multiple years. The word of God says 38 years. And here in that 12th verse, I'm telling you these verses because I want you to follow me. I want you to hear and see if you don't have a Bible, you can go back and you can read the word of God for yourself. Because the word of God says faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So in that 13th verse, and he that was healed knew not who it was. For Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. And the 14th verse says, afterwards Jesus findeth him in the temple and said to him, behold, you are made whole. Sin no more. Let the worst things happen to you. Don't sin anymore. You are healed. You have been free. You are delivered. Don't sin anymore. God let him know that because if you sin anymore, a worse thing come to you. Then the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. But he didn't know who it was that it made him whole when they asked him who was this that made him whole. But we know it was Jesus. Now the man, after Jesus had spoke to him and had told him to sin no more, after he conversated with Jesus, he went and told the Jews that it was Jesus that made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Oh, my God, the Lord Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. I tell you today that man is so much into tradition and legalism until they can't see the greatness of God. They cannot see the supernatural. They cannot see the miraculous being manifested in this day and this time. They cannot see the miraculous and the supernatural being manifested because they haven't read the word. They haven't believed the word. They don't know what the word of God is speaking to them. They don't know that they can have the same healing, the same deliverance. See, today some people are kicking about that healing is not for the day. But I tell you that healing is for today. A deliverance is for the day. Casting out demons and devils is for today. If you want to be made whole, God can cause you to be made whole. I remember the man that was blind, could not see. He was blind from his mother's womb. And yet, I tell you that he was made whole by our God. He was able to see again. And we see that this people that was after the man that was sick, had infirmity for these 38 years because of the fact that he was made whole on the Sabbath day. I mean, how backwards could you be? How unmerciful can you be that you would not rejoice, and how you would think that because of this man was healed on the Sabbath day, that he did something wrong. He did something to them, but not according to the word of God. This man was made whole. This man was able to take up his bed, and he was able to walk. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him. Isn't that something? How they came against our Lord and Savior because he did something good, how he made the man to walk on the Sabbath day the same way that they did Jesus. They're going to do you the way they're going to persecute you. People are going to say, why are you doing this? You can't do this. Healing is for not is not for the day. I mean, so many things that they will come against who you are in Christ. But you can't let nothing keep you from standing on the word of God. It's time for the people of God to be bold and courageous. It's time for the people of God to be more than conquerors. As we read in Romans, the 8th chapter, it's time for us to take our place in the body of Christ, and it's time for us to rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. It's time for us to walk in the Word. It's time for us to take a walk through the Word of God. It's time for us to know our God, to know our purpose, to know what God has done for us, and to know what God has done for others. I can speak this morning because I know what God has done in my life and how God brought me out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. I can say that God healed my body. God made me to be able to see. God made me be able to be able to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. God changed me when I was a sinner. Wasn't saved, but yet God, he saved me. He delivered me. He made me free. And the word of God says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to know today, whatever you may be going through today, no matter what this infirmity you may have, I want you to know that God, he is a healer. Oh, he is a deliverer. No matter what the doctor says, no matter what your friend may say, no matter what your family may say, I want you to know today that all you need to do is to believe God. All you need to do is to stand on God's word. I have read the word of God to you this morning, and the word of God this morning came from John, the 5th chapter. We must know the truth this morning. The truth of the word of God has been hidden by the enemy. Why? Because the enemy will get to your mind and tell you don't read the word of God. You know why? Because it's just like a treasure. If you don't hear, if you don't look for the treasure, you're not going to be find it, and you're not going to see what's in that treasure. But when you can begin to be disciplined and you can begin to read the word of God and hear the word of God, then you're going to be bold and strong in your faith, and you're going to stand up for the name of Jesus. The word of God let us know that we are to cry loud and spare not, and lift our voices as a trumpet before the people, before him. And we need to begin to cry loud and to spare not, no matter who it offends. We need to begin to speak the word of God. The Bible says we shall know the truth. It's time that we know the truth. It's time for the people to know the truth. It's so many people that's in bondage. It's so many people that are behind imaginary prison bars because they are in bondage. They're in prison. They're in prison in their mind. No, they may not be at a institution, but yet they are in bondage. man, the man that was sick for 38 years. They haven't taken time to know that he is a God, the same God that healed him. That same God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will heal you. Whatever infirmity, whatever disease that you have. For the words of God let us know that he is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. So no matter what you may be going through this morning, you may be out in the best hospital in the city that you live in, but I want you to know it's a better place to be. It's a place to be in God that you don't have to be in the hospital. You don't have to be in a nursing home. You don't have to be in any type of facility that convalescent plays were in that you can't do for yourself. I believe that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. I mean, it's time for faith building. It's time for us to build our faith. And the only way that we're going to build it is to read the Word of God, to stand on the Word of God. You can't stand on anything if you don't know how to stand. How is it that a lawyer, one that's going to prosecute a person, how are they going to come against that person if they haven't read the information, if they haven't gone to a school of higher learning, if they haven't gone to a law school? How in the world are they going to be legally to be able to get to win release of this person? I'm talking about this morning. Somebody needs to be released from where they've been in bondage. Somebody need to be able to come out this morning. I'm that lawyer. I'm that person that God has called. I'm one of those people that God has called in order to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God so that you can be made free. For the word of God let us know that we can be free. We don't have to be in bondage. We don't have to be stagnated in our walk. We don't have to compromise our walk with God. We can stand fast in the liberty that God has made us free. Even as many people have been healed. Many people have been healed by the power of God. I believe over there in the Word of God, we began to look at King how Naaman, how he was healed. This man had leprosy, and he was a leader. He was one that was thought highly of about those that had rule over him. But I'm telling you today that because of the grace of God, there was a little maiden that knew that God was able to heal him, and she let them know that what the God of Israel, the God that she was accustomed to, that she knew, because she was taken from that land, she knew the power of God. She knew that there was a healer, that God is a healer. She knew that the prophet of God was able to speak the word and to cause this man to be made whole. Oh, all it takes is you speaking the word of God and believing God's word. It's time for us to speak the word of God. Come on, let's practice the word of God. Come on, let's believe the word of God so that somebody can live and they don't have to die. Come on, let's speak the word of God that even in our home, that those that have sickness in their body, that they can be healed. Why don't you just practice on your own self? Why, you know, and they practice because they have been to school so they can practice medicine. Oh, are you so that you can't go and speak God's word as one that God has called and God has appointed and God has ordained and God has licensed? You may say, well, I don't have any license to preach the gospel. Oh, God has already licensed you when he called you to go forth and you to be a fisher of men, to be an ambassador him, wanting to speak the unadulterated word of God. So I'm saying to you today that it's time for you to come out from where you are. Oh, if you are in a place that don't believe in healing, you need to come out of there. If you are in a place that don't believe God's word, like he said, that you should believe it, you ought to come on out of there. It's time for you to believe God. It's time for you to be healed. It's time to be free. Oh, come on out so you can be free. Come on out so you can be delivered. Come on out so that you can take the word of God to those that are sick and to those that are not saved. It's time for people to be saved and to be made free. Oh, it's time for us to speak the truth. It's time for us not to know truth and not speak the truth. It's time for us to be a part of this living word that we can stand on God's word. Oh, what exciting word of God. You have been listening to the Our Power broadcast. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, God, even if you have given us this word to preach on today, God, to bring forth the word of God to your people, Lord, even as we preach it, Lord, even as we talk the word of God, I pray, God, that faith have come alive. Father God, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, God, that those that have been sitting down, God, that those that have been lying down, God, that they would get up, even as God told this man that was sick for 38 years to get up. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord God, Lord, for filling the faith of thousands of people on today that they can believe your word, God, that they can stand upon your word, God, that they don't have to be locked into tradition and to legalism, God, but they can know that you are God and that you are God all by yourself. So, Lord, we just thank you today for what you have done. Thank you for the word of God. God, if any that are not saved, any that don't know you as their personal Savior, God, Savior, your word say we confess with our mouth, Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead. God, you said, God, that we shall be saved. So, Lord, I pray, God, even now, God, because you are able to save to the uttermost. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for all the souls that are being saved even right now. We thank you for the bodies that are being healed right now. Somebody's laying in the bed. They're listening to this broadcast, and your faith is being made whole. Your faith is being made whole through the word of God, through the word of God. So I thank God this morning that the word of God says again, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the listeners on this Our Power broadcast in Jesus' name. I want you to tune in on this coming Friday at this very same time to the Hour of Power with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. It's time for us to believe the word. It's time for us to take a walk in the word. It's time for us to take action. And it's time for us to go about our Father's business. No matter where you live, no matter where you reside, you may don't have a car, walk it out. You may not have some tracks, write them out. Whatever it may be, you may not be able to have a quoting receipt on, stand up and proclaim the word of God. But God is real, and he is real all by himself. May God bless and keep you. Here's our prayer. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in. May he bless you in your coming out. May he make you whole on today. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.